One thing I've always wanted to know, and I think it's actually the magic of the band, is when the Dead are on a roll, mm-hmm. when your songs are all flowing into one another,
yeah.
how does that take place? Does someone all of a sudden hit a couple chords, say you're changing from one song into another?
Yeah.
I know that some combinations follow, Scarlet Fires, Lost
right.
Ever Seen a Circumstance,
right.
but other ones, you know, are just separate nights, all of a sudden you might have a Shakedown Street go into a I Need a Miracle or something.
Right. Well, that really, it's really one of those things where we have that ability to communicate by musical cues, which is just one of those spontaneous things that can happen. And a lot of times we we communicate on stage. You know, I'll just walk over to Weir while we're playing and say, hey, let's go into something or another, and then he'll make an effort to communicate it to Phil and so on.
And relay it back to the
right.
drummer.
Sometimes we do it like just like that. Sometimes we talk about it during the break. We set up a little structure.
Mm-hmm.
But every time we set something up, we always try to leave air in it. In other words, the possibility that somebody has a better idea, you know, or changes their mind. I mean, really what it has to do is being open to each other, being sensitive to, and having the kind of trust in each other where if somebody has an idea, we'll make the assumption to begin with that it's going to be a good idea. You know what I mean? So any idea that comes up, if somebody says, hey, let's do this song here, you know, and then suggest it instrumentally, for example, even if we've had a plan of some sort, we'll just dump the plan and go with
and
what
go
the
with
idea
the
is.
Flow.
Right, exactly. The spontaneous, I mean, we make our decisions in favor of the spontaneous.
I noticed a lot of, in the last couple of years, when I first started to notice the experimentation with the slide,
mm.
was back in 78
yeah.
in a Providence concert with Bob strictly on slide.
Right.
Now I've seen you both on a couple songs, both on slide guitar.
Yeah.
Is it something that's just come across the last couple of years?
Well, yeah. Weir has been wanting to play slide more and more, so he's been mostly doing that. I haven't been doing it very, really. I only
just
do it
on Little Red Rooster.
Only, yeah, there's two songs. Little Red Rooster and Row Jimmy Row are the only tunes that I really play slide on. Even those, you know, partially, sometimes I take the slide off and play a normal solo, say, in one of them, or, you know, it's not, nothing is hard and fast in the Grateful mm-hmm. Dead, but Weir has been playing more slide all the time.
I've noticed Bob is getting quite good at being able to talk a song, example, Good Lovin'.
Right.
And he's kind of getting almost as good as Pig was.
Well, yeah.
He's
working on it. He's getting better at it, I must
Any
say.
Any thoughts of doing more and more getting maybe back to some bluesier stuff with him?
Yes, it looks like it, yeah. Because, well, like Little Red Rooster was a song that really Pigpen used to do, and it seemed like, Weir is getting to the place where I think that we could do those things comfortably. For a long time, I don't think we would have been able to. But now he's really doing. We have some nice, nice versions of Little Red Rooster.
I'll say.
You know, I mean, Bob has done some really excellent singing along those lines. So I think stylistically, yeah, I think we could do it and feel comfortable.